12 Tango Mobile. WA Mobile. Good day, Steve, W2T.
Hey, baby, tax day. Going up to Spartanburg County to pay tax. That way my wife can keep driving her cataract.
Got a phone call. Be back, W2T.
KO4HKX.
What's happening, babe?
Just in between shops. Heard you call out.
I'm headed over to give the government, give the good government my money. Good old Spartanburg County. We love them.
Greenville County money every month, and then I end up having to pay taxes this year, too, so I'm in the same boat.
You give them sales tax, don't you?
Sure.
Hard to keep me up. I tell you what, I appreciate you there, Patrick.
How about that now?
Well, I hope your day goes well. You make a bunch of money. I hope you find a brand new shop that's just set up and needs every tool in the book.
It's one of my new shops. Just first time I met them was last week, so they're getting going. So hopefully everything will work out good there.
Capitalist.
Pulled all the tool trucks, and I was the only one that showed up.
Bode well. I mean, where is Snap-on these days?
I run up against so many different Snap-on guys, I don't even keep track of them anymore.
Man. Boy, and I tell you something else, too. Snap-on love their stuff.
Proud of it, that's for sure.
I can charge $10,000 to $12,000 for a dang code reader? Good Lord, come on.
What, because people do it?
Man. So whose code reader do you sell?
Our own code reader. We don't manufacture it. We have a company build it for us to our specs. So I actually like it. It's got a lot of capabilities to it that theirs doesn't. Coming from the industry doing diagnostics, I like ours better.
Not right there, but hey, does any of the code readers have all the codes from BMW now?
Ours is probably going to be your closest, but it will not have everything. And the way it works is manufacturers have manufacturer-specific codes that only they can read. And that's across every manufacturer.
Is it illegal?
They do not have to give you anything but OBD2 drivability information. That is it.
Oh, okay. Well, I know BMW was about to get in trouble because they weren't even giving that stuff at one time.
Yes, all it boils down to on that part of it is emission control stuff. They don't have to give you the codes for the doors and the ignition switch and all the other stuff. If it doesn't affect the emissions, they don't have to do it.
Well, but BMW is one of the worst about not giving stuff, isn't it, aren't they?
Actually, no, they're not. There are worse out there.
Who's that?
Well, the first one that comes to mind is Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, BMW, Mercedes, anything German built, you will have problems with.
Well, tell you what, I have owned two BMWs. I owned a little 328i convertible, and I owned a Mini Cooper. As far as I'm concerned, that will never happen again. I got burned and I learned my lesson.
You twice.
Especially on that Mini Cooper. You know the little head sensor?
It's on them. They're fun.
Well, that little sensor for cam in-play run-out, that's the biggest bunch of horse do I ever saw, buddy. And they wanted $5,800 to fix that thing for me. I bypassed that sensor and let it go.
That's the way a lot of cars are now. I call them cash cows. They'll sell it to you cheap, but then when it comes time to fix it, look out.
I like the old GM junk. It just keeps on going.
It's either got a blue oval on it or the GMC on it. You can keep the rest of it.
All right, well, listen, I've just designated over here at the tax office. I'm going to go in here and give them my money. Give them my money so I can get that new sticker so I can keep on driving. So, you be careful out there. Don't run over anybody. Well, don't run over anybody that doesn't just pull right out in front of you. 73, Steve.
73 to you, Steve. I can't even afford to do that now. With the shape I'm in, I'd be in trouble there. KO4, HKX, and I'll be clear.